This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, 7 general recommendations for a faster. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Dear listeners, we know that fasting, it includes many do's and it includes many don'ts. One can argue the don'ts are more than the do's. Now, there are some recommendations. We have compiled a list of a few things that, you know, ordinary people like myself and like many of you can perform during the holy month of Ramadan. These are more so a reminder for all of us to, inshallah, be prepared and keep those fasts the way we should be keeping them. The first is the recitation of the Holy Quran. Everything has a season, and the season of the Quran is Ramadan. This is a hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth infallible Imam. The second one is invocation. Indeed, there is a granted invocation for every faster at the time of his or her breakfast. This is a hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third one is endeavor in worshiping. Brothers and sisters, there are different ways we worship. You know, let's take prayers for instance. You know, sometimes we're lazy. We go and pray, but we're just, you know, praying for the sake of praying. So we get a wajib done, and we're not really making any serious effort to do the prayers of the true believers, let's put it this way. You know, but in the month of Ramadan, you know, endeavoring in worshiping is something highly recommended. The fourth one is hiding fasting unless the faster is asked. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, we do a good act, but we show off. And because of that show off, we let go of the reward that we were supposed to get. So preserve that reward. Try not to show off, unless necessary, of course, you know. But try to keep fasting between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever it applies. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are presenting to you 7 general recommendations for a faster. Now, many of you already know about it, but we just wanted to bring it up so it's like a friendly reminder for myself and for all the listeners out there, for all the audience out there, you know, and we've mentioned 4 of those recommendations before the break. The fifth one is smelling off and wearing perfume. Now, of course, for ladies, not in front of strangers, you know that. You know, at least the jurisprudential rulings, you should know. We have a hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, perfume is the gift of a faster. You know, so try to look fresh. Try to wear something, you know, pleasant in terms of smell, in terms of your clothing. You know, don't just look, you know, half dead. So, you know, just keeping it to something which is refreshing for others to experience, you know, of course, while keeping in mind the rulings of mahram and non-mahram. The sixth one is feeding the fasting people. Brothers and sisters, it is something very recommended in Islam. There's a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who says, whoever feeds one who is fasting will have the equivalent reward. Right? So you can imagine how much reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready and willing to give to you if you feed a fasting person. Last but not the least, number 7 is breaking his or her fast after Maghriban prayers. You know, when you pray Maghrib and Isha, breaking your fast after that. Because there are hadiths and there are traditions in which the reward of those who pray while fasting has been mentioned. So there's one way of going about it, that you break your fast and then pray. Now, you're praying, but you're not in the state of fasting. So praying while being in the state of fasting has a higher reward, so why let it go? Unless, of course, a faster cannot tolerate it, or there is someone who is waiting for him or her to break their fast together. You know, those exceptions are there. But generally speaking, try to break your fast after offering your Maghrib and Isha prayers. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.